Kidnapping is a viable tactic for terrorist groups, both to gain funds and attention, but sometimes it goes badly wrong. As a Canadian, I really think that terrorism started to resonate in my country and amongst my co-nationalists in October 1970 with the kidnapping of a British diplomat, James Cross, and a Quebec provincial minister, Pierre Laporte. The group behind the incident was Le Front de Libération du Québec, the FLQ, the Quebec Liberation Front. The FLQ had been active in Quebec for 7 years prior to the decision to take the two men, mostly bombings here and there, but they sure grabbed the national spotlight with the act. Terrorist groups, of which the FLQ was most definitely one, sometimes resort to kidnapping for several reasons. A, it gets attention. B, it allows them to promote their grievances. C, it shows they can act anywhere, anytime. And D, it sometimes forces governments to give in, bestowing funds to the group. In a perfect scenario, the incident is resolved peacefully and no innocent person gets hurt. While Mr. Laporte was indeed murdered, Mr. Cross was let go some 2 months after his abduction. Not all cases end so happily. On this day in 2010, the Al-Qaeda-linked Abu Sayyaf Group, or ASG, in the Philippines were blamed for an attempted kidnapping in Isabela City in which 10 were killed and 13 injured. At least 6 people were killed in a first explosion near a sports field, while a second explosion wounded 13 civilians near a Roman Catholic cathedral before a third bomb was detonated by soldiers. Here's a quote from a Philippines police officer. Based on our initial assessments, these people were out to kidnap somebody and the explosions were part of the diversion, but our troops quickly responded to foil their plan. ASG has been around for a very long time, despite the desperate government efforts to eliminate them. Expect more attacks, perhaps to include kidnappings, in the near future. Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.